Hey everybody, my name is Jesse Collings, and I am the host of the Gentleman's Wrestling Podcast, a show right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. On the Gentleman's Wrestling Podcast, we take a deep look at individual issues and stories that are going on in the wrestling world. Each episode is about a different topic, and we take a thorough and educated look at things ranging from current booking trends to breakdowns of individual performers and angles to investigations into different fan cultures across the industry. In addition, we keep a close eye on the wrestling media, and as a professional journalist, I bring a unique perspective to how current issues in wrestling are being covered and discussed through the wrestling media. We have a revolving series of guests from across wrestling punditry joining us on each episode, and we hope that you make the choice to give us a listen on wherever you get your podcast from. Welcome back, everyone, to the Gentleman's Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, as always, Jesse Collings, and welcome to a very special edition of the podcast. This is an incredible episode we have lined up for you, and it is definitely not an episode that was determined because I was out of ideas for this week's episode and had to create a gimmick in order to fill some content. We're going to play Family Feud. So the origin of this is there's a podcast called the Because We Are podcast. It's like a video podcast, and I get their YouTube shorts recommended to me on YouTube, and they do kind of a Family Feud style thing. Now their podcast is really geared towards like African American culture, so they have these categories like name like white people's favorite black person, and the people try to guess them and things like that, and they're super funny. And some of the answers are good, some of the answers are bad, some answers are confusing. It's all in good fun. So I thought, why not do this in wrestling form? So what I did was I created this Family Feud kind of game, and I surveyed wrestling fans. I know a lot of the listeners to this are probably members who participated and filled out the survey. So I'm really grateful for everyone that filled it out to give us a nice kind of broad answer, a broad field of answers to work with. I got two willing participants who are willing to face off in this game, and I, of course, will be the host. I'll introduce them first. First, we'll start with, he's a first-time guest on this show. He is the host of the Music of the Mat podcast here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. He is our Alston, Massachusetts correspondent. It's Andrew Rich. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good, Jesse. Good to make my debut here. Slight correction, though. I'm the Brighton contestant here, not Alston. I'm right on the line with Alston, but I'm still in Brighton. So
that's for shame. I should have known that. I thought about the two. Like, Andrew, I think, lives in Alston. Unfortunate there. You know, me and Andrew Rich once worked in the same location before we really knew each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were both at the National MS Society at the same time.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah, I was an intern in 2014.
Yeah, I worked at the mailroom over the summer, so like we definitely saw each other.
I have no memory.
I don't remember you either, but I saw that on your LinkedIn page once, and I was like, oh my god, Andrew! I definitely was there at the same time as Andrew Rich. but anyway, so our next contestant, you know, we're going a little bit further away for this contestant. He's a returning guest to the show. He is someone that knows a lot about hosting wrestling-related game shows himself. He is the host of the Five Star Match Game here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. He is our Worcester correspondent. It is Joe Gagne. Joe, how are you?
Oh, it's good to be back. It's been, I think, 3 years since my last appearance on. Sting was still wrestling at the time, if that gives you a
yes,
idea of the time
frame. Joe appeared
for
our Sting retrospective.
Yep.
You know, Joe, a lot of people, and you know, might not believe this, but a lot of people do bring this up to me, and they say, Jesse, why do you have a Worcester correspondent? Aren't you the Worcester correspondent? I said, no, we need more than just me and Worcester. We need Joe Gagne. So I appreciate,
yeah,
Joe, all the work you do.
It's a big turf. I appreciate that, and thank you. Yes, I do have experience hosting. Some people always take the opportunity to, like, play games with me when I'm on their show. Like, I remember I was on Wrestling Omakase, and John asked me a bunch of questions, and I knew, like, none of them.
There's some obscure Japanese indie trivia, Joe.
It was like, yeah, when building his Ken Kobashi defended the GHC title, and I'm like, duh, I don't know. I got one of them. I was just like, I thought it was all Budokan, but I guess it wasn't. So yeah, just because you host trivia doesn't mean you're an expert at it. So we'll
which is, of course, why And why I brought you on. No, as I half-assed this wrestling game show gimmick here, I of course needed to bring on a professional wrestling game show host in Joe Gagné to be a contestant, just so he can judge me. Like hiring Gordon Ramsay to judge you in your like amateur food cook-off is exactly what I should be doing
Sure.
here. Anyway, so the rules of this game. So I think most of my listeners are familiar with Family Feud, but if you were not, the basics are, I believe it actually has a different name in England. Because Trish at Trish and Sarah, when I was requesting surveys, told everyone that it was actually has a completely different name in England, but it's the exact same game. But Family Feud, or whatever it is called in the UK, is basically I have questions that were sent out in a survey and people responded, and the most common answers will attempt to be guessed by our contestants here today. So here's how it basically works. One person, one of our guests will get to go will get to go first to make a guess for an answer to the category. So for example, if the category was name a WWE champion, and Joe Gagné said Bruno Sammartino, we would see how many people in the survey responded by saying Bruno Sammartino. And if Andrew Rich said Hulk Hogan, whoever had the more respondents would get to go first. And when you get to go first, you get to make a decision. You can either choose to play, which means you attempt to guess all of the answers in the category, or you pass, which allows your opponent to guess all the answers in the category. Now, why would you want to pass? Well, if you get three guesses wrong that do not appear on the as top results in the survey, your opponent will get a chance to steal all of the points that you have earned by guessing one of the missing answers on the survey. And a big difference, I guess, between this and regular Family Feud is that in regular Family Feud, you guess and you get a total based on how many people responded out of 100 respondents. So again, to use the WWE champion answer, if 24 people responded by saying Hulk Hogan, he would be worth 24 points. However, due to the nature of the survey and the fact that I got more than 100 respondents, I kind of just changed this. So instead of being based on the total raw number of votes, I just issued 7 points. If there's seven answers in a category, the number one answer gives you 7 points. The number two answer gives you 6 points. The number three answer gives you 5 points. So hopefully that all makes sense. This is the first time we're doing this, and this is either something I'm never going to do ever again, or it's going to become so popular it's going to usurp my actual show, and this is all I'm going to do for the rest of my life. So anyway. We're going to start by I'm going to ask you guys a completely kind of unrelated question, and whoever gives me a more accurate answer will get the chance to go first. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Sounds fair.
Okay. So the question is, and Andrew, Rich, you can guess first, I guess, because you live closer to me, and that's how I like to decide most of these things.
Okay.
How many matches did Chris Jericho wrestle in his most prolific year as a professional wrestler, according to Cage Match?
I'm gonna guess. I'll say a nice round number and say 300.
And Joe Gagné, what would your guess be?
I'm gonna go lower. I'll say 225.
Yeah, so the answer is actually 174.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, 300's that's a lot.
That's territory.
I
Territory.
was thinking like, Japan tours, Mexico tours,
Right. So his
that
most,
sort of thing.
according to Cage Match, now he might not be, Cage Match might not have like all those like Mexican indies or Japanese indies he was working at the time, in his most prolific year. But his most prolific year was 2000 with 174 matches. Yeah, 300 is like 80s like All Japan Women's, like you're just wrestling like two matches every day.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan comes up a lot on this list, just saying. I know it's not going to come as a surprise to anyone, but when I was issuing out the survey, a lot of people told me, how many times can I write Hulk Hogan for a potential answer? So, Joe, since you got the correct answer, or closer to the correct answer, you will get to go first. And our first category here is WrestleMania. In particular, I asked our survey guests, what is the best WrestleMania event? Now, there are seven answers in this category. Joe, would you like to? And now, Joe, you can guess one of the answers, and then Andrew, you will get to guess one of the answers. And whoever gets a better result will then get a chance to either pass or play. So, Joe, I'll allow you to make a guess for what do you think the best WrestleMania was?
I'm going to say 17 or X7 if we must.
Okay, WrestleMania 17 was the number one answer.
Hoot.
So, Andrew's not even going to get a chance to guess for WrestleMania 7, a WrestleMania answer. So, Joe, you will decide whether you want to pass or play.
Going to play.
Okay. So you, of course, have up to three missed answers, and then Andrew will get a chance to steal the points if you cannot guess the remaining seven WrestleManias. Or there's actually six left.
All right, I'm going to say we'll go chronologically. I'll say three.
So WrestleMania 3 is the number seven answer worth 1 point. So you're on the board there.
Right. Anything else? I'm going to try to play it safe. I'll say 10.
WrestleMania 10 is there. You have that is the worth 4 points and the fourth most common answer.
Right. Let's see here. How about 14?
WrestleMania 14, the crowning of Stone Cold Steve Austin, is not on the list. So that's one of your misses. And there are four remaining answers.
Boston bias there. All
Yeah, were
right.
you at
No,
WrestleMania?
sadly, no. That sold out in milliseconds, I think, to like, I think people in like the fan club or something like that. I sadly was not
I was
there.
also not at that show. I don't know if Andrew
No.
Rich was either.
I was like 5 years old, so no, I wasn't at the show.
You could still be at the show. I would have been
I
four.
could, but I wasn't a wrestling fan then. It was years away.
All right.
All right.
So
All
there
right,
are
so I got one
four
ass.
remaining, and you have two misses left in your chamber here.
I'll say, oh, 19. 19 must be on the list.
WrestleMania 19 in Seattle, Washington is the third most common answer worth 5 points.
Right. Let me see. How about 21? I hope my math is right there. I'll say 21.
WrestleMania 21, the crowning of John Cena and Dave Batista, the first WrestleMania I recall as a fan, is not on the list.
Whoa. Damn.
Yeah, so there are
Uh-oh. Two
three rem-
strikes.
yeah, there are three remaining.
All right. All the reasons, like from WrestleMania 25 on, it's just a big blur. Of like I could go down match results of the first one, so I'm just like, oh God, what was good? 30 with Daniel Bryan. That surely can't let me go awry. I'll say 30.
WrestleMania 30, the Yes Movement, that is the number two answer worth 6 points.
Right,
That was gonna
which
be my answer if he got it wrong. God
that's
damn
yeah, I
it.
mean, that's so over that show's so overrated. I don't like
Probably
yeah,
hasn't
I
held
don't
up all
like
that
either
well.
of those Danielson matches though. That Danielson Triple H match is one of my big matches I think is super overrated by people.
All right. I'm gonna throw this out here. I'm torn between what to guess for. I'm gonna go 23. That was
WrestleMania 23, featuring WWE Hall of Famer Donald J. Trump, is not on the list.
damnation.
So there are two remaining answers, and just let me just do some quick math. There's tw you accumulated 23 points by guessing the most common answers, the number one, number two, number three, number four, and number seven answers. So number five and six are still available. And Andrew Rich, you have the opportunity to steal these
Let's see.
points.
I was gonna say 23, so thank God I didn't. Thank God Joe got that one before me. I will go with. This is what happens when you go second. All the best picks are taken. I'll go with WrestleMania. Let's go 22.
WrestleMania 22, WrestleMania Big Time in Chicago is not on the board.
All right.
So, Joe Gagne, you survive.
Whew.
And you are the beneficiary of 23 points to take an early lead in this game. Any other guesses you guys have for the two remaining ones? Just curious.
Eight maybe if people were fond of that. At 20, I think it's probably lost its luster at this point.
So, WrestleMania 20 was on
Whoa.
the answer is that it was the second to last, so it's worth 2 points. People like that triple threat match, I guess.
I guess.
And the other most common, the other remaining one is WrestleMania 13, a one match show if there ever was one.
Wow,
I
that's
was
just
mulling that
bad.
one. I was seriously mulling that one because I thought Brett Austin is so great that that might tip it, but I didn't go for it, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, I think WrestleMania 21, now I have kind of like child nostalgia for it because it's like my first WrestleMania, but I think that was would I would definitely have said that before WrestleMania 20 or 13, or 10 for that matter. I didn't know 10 was so beloved. I guess people really like the Bret Hart matches.
And the ladder
Oh, the
match.
ladder
Yeah, and
match
the
too,
ladder
yeah.
match. And a
I guess
happy
that's
ending.
true.
That's about it.
I
Ten,
can't
yeah.
believe WrestleMania 42 Night 2 wasn't on here.
I just didn't think the voting
I don't
block
know what
would
happens on that. I just said a random
Yeah.
show. Like I did, but like it, you're right. After like for me, like really up till 30, I feel like I'm pretty good. And then after that, I kind of have no idea what happens on any of these shows. Like what happened at WrestleMania 37? I have no idea. Anyways.
That
Oh,
was the
Andrew Rich can
one
impress us with his knowledge.
that was the one that was the first one with crowds back, because 36 was the empty arena, and then 37 was the one
In
in the
Tampa with the
midst,
rain delay, right? The
in the
thunderstorm.
midst of the Thunderdome era that they went back to, and then a few months later when things went opened up again, then this one they back at the crowd. So that was 37. That was the one with Roman, Edge, and Brian in the main event.
Oh,
That's the second night, so
I call that the
yeah.
Cornwood match when Roman Reigns stacked
Yes, he stacked them both, and then night one was Sasha versus Bianca. So
Oh, okay.
there, see, I'm redeeming myself there for
You are with this
my
incredible knowledge.
yeah, there you go.
Couldn't remember how beloved WrestleMania 13 was, though.
Oh, come on now, why we gotta stoop so low?
Name two other matches on that show besides Bret versus Austin.
Undertaker
There's
versus Sid.
yep,
Yep.
that's the main event. So that's people. Most
And
people
then
know that.
the Nation of Domination versus LOD and Ahmed.
Such a
Street fight.
random match.
There's the Sultan versus the Rocky
I was gonna
Maivia.
say the Sultan versus Rocky Maivia, I remember.
It's Vader and Mankind against Owen and Bulldog. There's a bullshit
Triple
four-way
H
tag.
Goldust.
Yep, Triple H
Yeah.
Goldust. There.
Vader and Mankind versus who was it? Oh, Bulldog and Owen, right, yeah.
At the time, I think it was the, and I don't know if this is still true, the only WrestleMania that was not the highest gate of the year for a WWE show.
No, like whatever the WCW pay-per-view, I think like the month before beat it out in buys, which tells you how poor things are going at that
But
point.
the Royal Rumble that year in San Antonio was a
Oh,
bigger
the Alamo
deal.
Dome.
Oh yeah. All right, our next category, we'll have the same kind of a game plan in because this is gonna be a friendly game. So we'll let Andrew Rich pick first for this category. So the next category we're gonna do is we're gonna do famous venues in the history of pro wrestling. Okay, so these are wrestling buildings and venues. So Andrew, you there are and also there are eight potential answers in this category. So
Okay.
Joe Gagné currently has a 23-0 lead, but you can get go first and guess a venue.
I got a hill to climb, but I'm gonna start climbing. All right, my first guess, Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden is the second highest answer, worth 7 points.
All righty.
So, MSG is on the board. Joe Gagné, could you guess the highest answer and take control of this category?
Boy, MSG would have been my number one. I'll say Cork and Hall.
Joe Gagné, you have guessed the number one answer again in Corican
Oof.
Hall.
Son
So,
of a bitch.
Joe, you have the possibility to pass or play. Now there are six remaining questions in this category. So there's still plenty of room to work with.
Man.
But that's a lot to guess.
It is, yeah. I'm sweating already. It's not just the heat. So I'm gonna pass on this one. We'll get Andrew out of
Okay.
turn.
All righty.
So
Thank you, Joe. You're a good
Andrew, you
friend.
have six more to guess
I
here.
have six more to guess.
Yes,
Yep.
and the top two
So,
are gone. So we're starting
okay.
already with the third place finisher as the highest point total that's available.
All right. I'll say the Tokyo Dome.
The Tokyo Dome is on there. Is worth 4 points.
Okay. I'll say Budokan Hall.
Budokan Hall was not on the list.
Oh, okay. So that's strike one. Let's see.
I was surprised there was no Budokan Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go Boston Garden. Go local.
The Boston Garden is not on the list.
Oh, sugar. Okay. I'm already sweating here, not just because of the heat. Let's go
It's
with
like 100
the,
degrees here, in case anyone's
yeah,
wondering.
it's we're in a heat wave right now. Let's go with the Cow Palace.
The Cow Palace is not on the list. The Cow Palace was determined on here. So there was some answers to the Cow Palace, but it did not make it. So
All
there
right.
are five remaining for Joe Gagne to potentially guess.
I'll start with Arena Mexico.
Arena Mexico. Well, you get to steal the points here. So Arena Mexico allows you to steal the points. It is the last place answer. It's only worth
Oof.
1 point. But with that, you do win the category. So you get the points for Kirkland Hall and Madison Square Garden, as well as the Tokyo Dome and Arena Mexico. So that is worth,
Night.
quick math, 16, no, 18 points. Right?
So what you're saying is I'm still at zero.
Yes, I'm just, hold on, I just screwed up that math. It's 20 points. So Joe Gagne, you have 43 points right now. You have got a comfortable lead, but again, there's up to 12 categories here, so there's
Yeah,
plenty of
no.
time for Andrew Rich to come back.
Plenty of time for me to botch this, don't worry.
Any other additional guesses for these four remaining answers?
I'll go a recent one, Daly's Place. Anybody
Yeah.
say that
Yeah,
one?
Daly's place was worth 2 points.
Okay. The Sportatorium in
The
Dallas.
Sportatorium, which I was surprised got this much momentum, but was did finish it is worth 3 points. Wow.
I was thinking about guy you what's the
You were kind of on the right
Kremlin?
track with the territory. You guessed the Cow Palace. Too much
Yeah.
Dave Meltzer bias there.
ECW Arena.
Yes, the
All
ECW
right.
Arena is worth 5 points, and
That's
there's one
a good
remaining
one,
one.
yeah. Yeah. The
What's
Rexplex,
the
no.
Rexplex?
It was an indie
Yeah,
arena.
New Jersey building where Ring of Honor
Okay.
ran a couple of their famous
Yeah.
shows.
The Flyers Skate Zone in Voorhees, New Jersey.
That soccer arena where I saw CCW in front of 70 people.
Wembley? Anyone say Wembley?
Wembley
There you
did
go.
appear on the survey, but it was not one of the highest one answers.
All right,
The
okay.
remaining one is Hammerstein Ballroom, which got the third most votes.
Oh, yes, of
Which is kind
course.
of funny because like, how many shows has Hammerstein really held over the years? Like Hammerstein have finished ahead of the ECW Arena.
Yeah, that's nah,
Insane.
I
Yeah.
don't. That's kind of weird. I mean, yeah, it's got some AEW, some GCW, sadly, and has some
Well,
Ring
there
of
was
Honor, so it's
ROH, a lot of
around for a
big ROH
while.
shows. Yeah.
Yeah,
What was
they're
like
in
the, was it like the Lehigh Valley Rec Center where Chikara had all those shows?
something like that, yeah.
Talking about the VFW Hall in Reseda, California.
Yeah.
There's a lot of answers that appeared on this one. Surprise, no Budokan Hall, no Sumo Hall. It was a very interesting category. So moving on, we're gonna go to wrestlers who were regrettable AEW signings. So there are seven answers in this category. And Andrew Rich, you once again will have a chance to go first and
Okay.
guess these categories. Regrettable AEW signing.
I'll say Malachi Black.
Malachi Black is the second most responded
Well,
to
oh,
answer
once again,
at
Joe with the
six.
opportunity here.
Oh, I'll go with Rusev.
Miro is there, but he's worth
Ah.
3 points. So Andrew
Oh,
Rich once again can control the category.
okay. There's a lot of answers, probably a lot of answers
And
here.
full transparency, like this, the question was just who name a regrettable AEW signing. There was no like nuance to it. There was nothing. So just any way someone can interpret what would be considered a regrettable AEW signing is on here.
I gotta play. I need the points. I'll do my best.
Okay.
Okay. Hopefully people
Yep, there are
remember this. Hopefully.
five potential answers
Five
here.
potential answers here. Is Jake Atlas on the list?
Jake Atlas is not, although he did appear in it did, on the survey, and that did remind me that he was at one point signed by AEW.
Okay. Let's see. Is Mel on the list?
Mel is not on the list. Did they
Okay.
really regret signing Mel?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of obscure names to go with here that didn't really pan out.
So
This is
you already
tricky.
have
Like,
two strikes
this is
against you.
tricky. I know. There's an answer I want to go with because, I'll say Adam Copeland.
Adam Edge Copeland, otherwise known as just Cope, is
Cope.
not on the list.
Okay
So
then.
those are three X's again. So there's still five remaining answers for Joe Gagne to once again swoop in and steal these points. Can he guess one of
As soon as I said Miro, like, why didn't I say this
them?
instead? I'll say CM Punk.
CM Punk is the number one answer.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so stupid. God, this is not a good showing for me, man. This is not a good
People were
representation of my
screaming out
knowledge. I'm
there.
sure, yeah.
People were definitely screaming. You're
I.
saying CM Punk. But I will say the rest of these, the remaining four answers, are kind of closer to where you were thinking, Andrew, in terms of people who just provided like zero value, as opposed to CM Punk,
Okay.
who is regrettable
He
in a
look,
way,
yeah,
but clearly
that's,
provided
yeah.
some value.
Yeah.
So the remaining ones we had were Saraya was worth 5 points. Mark Henry is worth 4 points. Vicky Guerrero was worth 2 points.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good one.
And Jimmy Havoc was worth 1 point.
God, Jimmy Havoc was in AEW, damn.
He had several matches. He lasted longer
Yeah.
than Jake Atlas.
Well, I suppose.
He was such a weird hire in the first place, like personal stuff aside, that later came unveiled. So Joe there, kind of a light category, but he picked up, let's see here, 16 more points. So now you are at, let's see, this is pretty bad because this is just like me doing math, 59 points total. Andrew Rich is still stuck at zero, but
I
there's
got a goose
still
egg. I got
plenty
a
of
goose
time
egg.
for you to turn it around, Andrew.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to let me think. Okay, we'll move to wrestlers who were given racist gimmicks. Now, when I posed this question, my idea was, and to be fair, all of the answers fall into this category, I think for the most part. I was thinking like a wrestler who was given a gimmick where they were playing like a racist caricature. Some people interpreted it as a character who was racist, like say Zeb Coulter's character in WWE. So I think the out of the seven available answers, they are all in the this was a racist caricature being played by somebody, but I did think that was kind of funny that a lot of people just viewed it like that way. So Andrew Rich, once again, the board is yours. You can submit a guess. There are seven potential answers in this category.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the answer that I gave in the questionnaire, Saba Simba.
Andrew Rich, that is the number one answer. Tony Atlas
There we
slash
go.
Samba Simba.
There we go,
So yeah,
baby.
you just had to get to racist characters and then that you were locked in.
Yeah.
So you once again have a chance to control the board. You're in a hole
Well,
here though, so you gotta
I'm
play
in the
this
hole.
wisely.
Let's see here. You know what? I'll pass to Joe. See if
Okay, Joe
he
Gagne.
knows here.
Let's see what your knowledge of racist tropes in professional
Gotcha.
wrestling is
Racism.
like.
All right. Saba Simba was also my answer on the surveys. So
Yes, he had a
depending.
pretty healthy lead in terms of,
Yeah.
which is saying something in the history of wrestling that that was what came to mind for most people, because it's not like that was a recent thing.
No. I'm also going back in the past. I'm gonna say Kamala, the Ugandan giant.
Kamala, the Ugandan giant, is the third most common answer with 5 points.
All right. Let's see. Is Hulk Hogan on this list? He's one of the ones with Hulk Hogan. No, that's not my guess, but
No. Yeah, Hulk Hogan is a real life racist. Did he have a gimmick where he was a racist?
yeah, I think that's well, some of the promos he cut on Tony Atlas were of I shall not repeat the verbiage, but
Was that a gimmick, though?
well, yeah, that's yeah, hope you'd like to think so, but all right, I'm gonna go with kind of a recent one, but Apollo Crews.
Paul Cruz did come up in the survey, but was not is not on
Ah.
the list.
All right. Oh, what have we got for
The man who had a
racism?
Nigerian drum match.
Yeah, that happened. Like in the last few years.
Yes.
And also affected an African an accent, like a Nigerian accent or
Yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah. Well, how about the Akeem, the African Dream?
Akeem, the African Dream, also known as the One Man Gang, is worth 3 points.
Oof, all right.
So you've got four remaining questions, answers to go here.
All right. Oh, let's see. I'm trying to think. I know there's a million examples, but it's just hard to.
Yeah, there is no, unfortunately, no shortage
Yeah,
of
there's no
examples here.
like, hmm.
This is why I passed, because I was thinking, all right, maybe Joe will get too lost in the ocean of racist
I
gimmicks here
know. My
to
God, where do I
find
start?
land.
How about Colonel De Beers just was a racist, so I'll say I'll go to the Colonel.
Colonel De Beers, another one that was on the survey and was not on the list. I'm not really familiar with Colonel De Beers' character.
Yeah, he was like a South African dictator. He like refused to wrestle black wrestlers, I think,
Yeah.
and he like so yeah, kind of
What
playing off
was Ron
apartheid at
Fuller's
the
like?
time.
Was it Ron Fuller who had the gimmick who was like, who when he was Harlem Heat's manager? Did he have a different
He
name?
was Colonel Parker
Yeah,
at that
Colonel
time.
Parquet.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
That was kind of the story that he wanted them to like come out in chains as part of a chain gang when that started, but that was not the route they went with, thankfully. So let me see. I know. All right, I'm gonna go Kerwin White, Chavo Guerrero Jr.'s gimmick.
Chavo Guerrero Jr. is the number two answer on the
Oof.
survey.
Oh,
Really popular. He came
good
very
answer.
close.
Yeah.
For a while, he was winning, and then I think a lot of late Tony Atlas ballots came in.
All right. Oh boy, what
So
else do we
three
got
remaining.
here? Three to go.
Got a decent amount of points, though.
I know Jim Neidhart was in the KKK for a bit, so but I that's probably too obscure for anyone to have brought that up, so per I'm trying to think. I'm gonna go, what about Crime Time?
Yo, Papa, it was it Papa Roly and check Papa 40 and check your Roly.
Something
It's
like that,
crime
yeah.
time.
I believe so, yeah.
Chad. Young Jesse Collins found Crime Time really funny. That's probably who it was aimed at. But Crime Time is not on this list. So there are three remaining, and it really opens the door for Andrew Rich to get on the board if he can get one of these three remaining answers.
Okay, here I go. Fumbling the bag again, probably. Let's see. I'm gonna go with, I'll say the Mexicools.
The Mexicools as a unit were on the survey. They were the number one, or they're worth 1 point. So
Oof.
they were
Oh
the
my God,
seventh most common
finally.
answer. So Andrew Rich
Oh
is
God.
on the board.
Finally on the board. Even if I lose this game at overall, I'm at least on the board. Thank God.
Yes. So thanks to the work Joe Gagne did. This was good gamesmanship on your behalf. Not
I'm
only are
tell
you on the
you, I
board,
love it when a plan comes together, baby.
You picked up 22 points in that category. So the current score is Joe Gagne at 59 points and Andrew Rich at 22. right? I'm going to do my math again. This is actually a terrible idea that like I'm doing math like on live, like on the air. Let's see here. Let me count one more time. I got 24 points. There we go. 24 points for Andrew Rich. So Joe Gagne at 59 and Andrew Rich at 24 with plenty of time left to play. The second to last answer was Takamichinoko slash Kayentai. In both the
I was going
cases
to say
of
Kayentai, yeah.
Kayentai and the Mexicools, I kind of combined the answers between the assorted members who picked up votes and the group themselves because they're kind of indistinguishable, unfortunately. And then, of course, the fourth most common answer. Any guesses?
Any chance Yokozuna, given the cross race thing, Japan?
I'll give a hint that this was a cross-racial a character playing a race that this person was actually not.
Okay.
One of the Native American gimmicks from the Strongbows or something.
No, we've got Mohammed Hassan.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, yep, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mohammed Hassan, that was quite the racism with Mark Caroni, who I believe now is a high school principal in upstate New York. We're going to move on to wrestlers who were obviously on steroids. There are seven answers in this category. Andrew Rich, you won, so Joe Gagne will have a chance to make a guess in this category
Okay.
for a wrestler who was obviously on steroids.
All right. I'm going to say Lex Luger, only because of the time WCW apologized because he was so obviously gassed out of his mind after he left the company. So, yeah, I'm
So
going to say Lex Luger.
Lex Luger is on the board, but he is only worth 2 points. So there's plenty of room here for Andrew Rich to make a guess.
All right. Again, I'll give my answer. I'll say test.
Test is not on the board. He did come up,
Oh.
but he didn't quite accumulate enough votes. He had a lot of stiff competition.
Yeah, I was just thinking of like 2006, 2007 ECW test when he was really, really swole. So there you go. My hubris has got me once again, so.
All right, Joe Gagne, you control the board. You can make a decision whether you want to pass or play.
I think passing tends to be the optimal strategy here, so that's the route I'm going to take.
Okay, giving it back to Andrew Rich. Andrew Rich,
All
it's
righty.
your turn. There are six remaining options on the board.
Gee, wrestlers on steroids. How the hell am I supposed to
Yeah, we thought there were a lot of racist
pick
gimmicks.
anybody?
There's
Yeah, my goodness. So few options here. My goodness. Oh, Brian Cage.
The machine, Brian Cage, was the third most common answer. He's worth 5 points.
Let's see. Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, he was the fifth most common answer and worth 3 points. So
Alrighty.
making some good progress here.
I'm getting some big ones here.
Yep. We still have number
Literally.
one on the board, number two on the board.
Yep. Do 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 do. Trying to think of big muscle men. Let's go with is Hercules Hernandez on the list?
Hercules Hernandez is not on the list, so that is one
Okay.
miss for you.
Okay. Let's see.
A fine answer, though.
He was a big boy. Joe was smart to pass on this one. Jeez. I'll go with jeez, I might just go a random name here. Was Bryan Adams on the list?
Brian Adams is not on the list.
Good old crush. Okay.
Are we
I was just
sure he
thinking
was on
prop.
steroids?
I mean, him and Brian Clark there and Chronic weren't the most mobile of
That was
gentlemen,
just,
so.
whole grains, rice,
Chicken and
chicken.
egg whites?
Yeah.
Oof, it's not looking good for me here. Most obvious. This might be a more obscure one. Tank Toland.
I don't even know who that is. He is not on the list. Who
Okay.
is Tank Toland?
I only thought that because when he joined ROH in like 2006-07, the fans would chant steroids at him. He was in WWE as one of the dicks.
Ah, yes, of course.
Yeah.
But that is it for that category. Joe Gagne, you have a chance to steal. There are four potential answers for you to steal from, including the number one and number two answer.
All right, when Dave Meltzer puts the word anabolic in your nickname, I feel pretty good about the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh.
The Ultimate Warrior is number one on the
Oof.
list. So Joe Gagne wins the category. Again, wisely not playing, and he gets 17 points out of that, which brings his total up to, let me do some quick maths, 77, no, 76 points to Andrew Rich's 24. We had three you did not get. Any additional guesses, Joe Gagne?
Rick Rude is, I would think, would be
Rick
up
Rude
there.
was an answer, but it was did not crack
Ah.
the list here. Our number two answer here was Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump, of course.
Oh my God, I'm of course. Of course.
And then we had, I wonder that I was surprised he got this much traction, but I think Andrew Rich was on the right track when he guessed Hercules, but this was the Warlord.
Oh yeah.
Ops, yeah. Same era, so.
Who, yeah, I mean, you could just pick anyone in that era, really.
That's
The
true. Throw out Art.
Barbarian, Don Morocco. And then, of course, Triple H coming in at last one. So, Joe Gagne, you once again win that category. We're going to move on to, Let's go on to a we did regrettable AEW signings. Let's do ex-WWE wrestlers who have thrived in AEW. And since Joe, you won the category, Andrew Rich, you will get a chance to guess first. Now there are seven
All
answers in
right.
this category.
I will say John Moxley.
Jon Moxley is the number one answer in this category,
Bang.
so
All
you
righty.
maintain control and you may
I'll
either
play this
pass or
one.
play. Yeah. Okay,
I'll
you will
play
play
this
this
one.
one.
I will say Claudio Castagnoli.
Claudio Castagnoli came in seventh place. He's worth 1 point.
Okay. I'll go with a recent one, Tommaso Ciampa.
Tommaso Ciampa is not on the list.
Oh, okay. I will say Mercedes Moné.
Mercedes Moné was the fifth most common answer.
Alrighty.
She's worth 3 points.
Okay. Let's go with Ricochet.
Ricochet was the sixth most common answer. He is worth 2 points.
Alrighty.
So you're doing good to cleaning up the bottom of this category here,
Yeah.
which is
Yeah.
typically the trickiest.
Yeah. Let's see here. Thrived. There's probably going to be some obvious ones. Let me. Oh no, he wasn't in there. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Pack.
The man that gravity forgot, Pac, was not on this list. He
Oh,
got some votes, but did not crack into the most common answers.
I did not forget him either. So there is that at least. I see that that's two strikes for me, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
And there are
yeah.
three remaining answers.
Okay. I'll go with Christian Cage.
Christian Cage was the fourth most common answer,
Oh,
worth
all
4 points.
righty.
So there are two remaining.
So the two remaining, which positions are they? Just
They
for
are number two and number three.
okay. Let me think about this. You know what? I didn't guess him last time. Oh no, wait. You know what? Screw it. CM Punk.
CM Punk is the next WWE wrestler that thrived in AEW is not on the survey.
Ah,
So there
okay.
are two remaining ones, and again, the opportunity presents itself to Joe Gagne.
All right, fellow Joe, Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe is not on the list.
What? Oh my goodness, that was going to be my other guess besides Punk. Oh my goodness, what a turn of events. What's wrong with these
So
people?
Andrew Rich maintains control out of category. And with that, he has won Let's see here. 17 additional points, bringing his total to 41 points
41,
total.
yeah.
So Joe Gagne still maintains control of the game overall, 76-41, but Andrew Rich has given himself a little life. The two, no, number
Yeah.
two and number three, any additional guesses?
Probably Swerve would is on there.
Oh, yeah, Swerve.
Swerve Strickland is
Yeah.
number two.
Ah. I had him and Joe, and I was like, no one's gonna remember Swerve was in WWE.
Yeah, I'm trying to
So
remember. Was his name like Isaiah Scott or something?
Isaiah Swerve
Isaiah
Scott.
Swerve Scott.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he was holding down Hit Row. That was the problem.
Yeah. Let's see. Trying to think here. I'm trying to think of like champions and all that stuff. And yeah, Joe, do you have anything else? I'm
For
drawing a blank here
Tony
right now.
Nese, I don't know.
Oh, Tony Storm. Tony Storm.
Oh,
Tony
there you
Storm
go.
is the number three. So I guess Tony
There we
Nese
go.
before Tony Storm.
Thank
I
you,
forgot
Joe,
Tony
for the
Nese.
Tony. Joe
Yeah.
gave me the Tony push there.
I
So
forgot Tony Nese was in WWE.
yeah, 205 live.
205 Live,
Yeah.
baby.
All right, we're gonna go to one of our largest categories. This is
Ooh.
wrestlers that have a great entrance. And there are 10 potential answers here. So a chance to score a lot of points if you play your cards right. Joe Gagne, you will get a chance to go first and guess.
All right, I'm gonna go with the Sandman.
The Sandman's on the list. He was the fifth most common respondent, and so he's
Okay.
worth 5 points. But there is still room for Andrew Rich to take control of the category.
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker was the second most popular respondent and
All
worth
righty.
9 points. So you are
That was
once again in
my pick
control of the
here.
game.
Okay. Jeez. I'll pass on this one.
Making the decision to pass. Joe Gagne, the board is
Oh
yours.
boy. Jeez. I really struggled this one when I was filling it out. It took me forever to come up with it because I was like, this is a good theme song. Is this like an ornate
It is
entrance?
anyone's interpretation of what is a great entrance.
Yeah. All right. So I was going to go, this is kind of a left field one. I'm going to start Randy Savage.
Macho Man Randy Savage is not on the list.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I think that's a great entrance, but that's just me. All right. Boy, this is one of the ones you just have a complete mental block with, but I will soldier on here. I'm going to say Shinsuke Nakamura. It's a great theme song.
Shinsuke Nakamura is the number 10th respondent with one
Okay.
point.
All right, that's a start. You know what? I'm going to go Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan is not on this
Oh,
list.
that's one of the ones you didn't use.
No.
Jeez.
He's here often, but not on this one.
All right. Okada, New Japan version, mostly, but yeah.
Katsushika Okada is on the list. He
All
was the
right.
fourth most responded to, of
Okay.
course,
That's
worth
something.
7 points. Now, there are six remaining answers here.
All right. I'm gonna go Místico.
Místico is on the list.
Oh.
He was the fifth most responded to answer, worth 6 points.
All right.
So
Trying to
still
think
have number
here.
one, still have number three, and then number
I
seven, eight,
don't know who
nine.
number one is. I don't really think about it that way. I'll say Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan is not on the
Yeah.
list. So a chance again for Andrew Rich to draw ever closer if he can guess
Okay.
one of these six answers here.
Okay. I'll go with the man called Sting.
The man called Sting is not on the list.
Oh.
Real chance to draw close there.
That would have been oh.
So Joe Gagne wins that category. Through his gamesmanship. The number one answer in this one was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. I suppose so.
Number three was Saya Kamatani. She got a lot of votes. I'm not really familiar with her entrance. I've
Nope, sorry.
seen her matches before, but I don't know what her entrance is. It seems like it's probably pretty cool. And then also rounding us out, Bobby Roode, who,
Oh, glorious, yeah.
yeah, I mean, that's pretty much
That
all
was
he did
big.
in WWE. I guess he
Yeah.
was NXT champion at some point, but he had entrance. And then Kenny Omega and Bill Goldberg
Oh yeah,
were
Goldberg.
also
Goldberg,
available.
yeah, that would have been a good one, yeah.
Oh well.
But with that, Joe Gagne's added 28 points to his total,
Oh my goodness.
which brings him to 104 points.
All right, good time to wrap it
Who's
up. Yep.
actually, I gotta go. There we go.
Oh hey, oh sorry guys.
Yeah,
No,
quick up. We'll move on. Which one do we want to do next? Let's do wrestling bookers. Okay, there are nine potential answers in this one, and you name eight. Famous wrestling booker was the category. Andrew Ritchie will get a chance to go first, given Joe Gagne's recent victory in that last category.
Give me Gato.
Andrew, you've done it again. Gato is the number one answer in this
Oh.
category, so you have control.
We are Jado Gato. Haha, indeed. I will play this one.
Okay, opting to play. Now,
I'm
stealing
opting
the
to
points
play.
has been a valuable strategy, but you're
It's been
opting
a
to
good
play here.
strategy. I'm trying to mix and match here, not to lean too hard on one thing here, just in case. All right, give me Vince Russo.
Vince Russo is on here. He is worth 1 point.
Can have him.
It does not say name a good booker, so name a famous
I just,
one.
yeah, exactly. There you go. Let's go with Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman was the number two answer. He's worth 8 points.
Tony Khan.
Tony Khan, the head decision maker at AEW, is on the list. He is worth 4 points.
Vince McMahon.
Which Vince McMahon?
K.
Yeah, you know, people didn't specify in that, so
Oh, yeah, well.
I assume they all mentioned Vince and Kennedy McMahon, but he is on the list. He is worth 2 points.
Okay.
Some people did say VKM, but it
Well.
occurred to me that there were actually two of them. So
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes is on the list. He's worth 6 points. So you have three more to go, and you have all of your guesses. So
Let's go with Giant Baba.
Shohei Giant Baba is on the list. He is worth 5 points. So you have two more to go.
Let me go
This could be big,
with.
Andrew.
Oh, this could be big, or it could be a fumble. We'll see. Let's go with Kevin Sullivan.
The Taskmaster, Kevin
Taskmaster
Sullivan,
himself.
is not on the list.
Okay. Let me see. Let me see. Let's go with Jerry Jarrett.
Jerry Jarrett is not on the list. So there's two more
Okay.
left.
I have one strike though.
Yes, you have one
I have two
strike
more
left.
left.
Yes. You have the number three response and the number seventh response.
Let's go with one Paul Triple H Levesque.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley slash Paul Levesque is not on the list. So
Okay.
there's a lot of points on the board here for Joe Gagne to swoop
This
in
could be a disaster.
if he has an answer.
All right, I'm gonna go Pat Patterson.
Pat Patterson is not on the list.
Oh,
I can tell they're not because Jesse gets super excited, but then he's like, I'll flip the switch.
That's the
I know,
tell. I'm focusing on
that's
the
a tell.
I'm
I'm
trying to
like, ah,
mix up the
crap. As
cadence
soon as you're
here.
like, Pat
That's the
Patterson, I'm
tell.
like, ah, screw it. All right.
So Andrew Rich wins that category, which was kind of necessary for him to stay in this game here. So well played by Andrew. With that victory, Andrew gains an additional 35 points, bringing his total to 76. So within shouting distance of Joe Gagne's 104. Any other guesses at the remaining two?
Just thinking back to the territory days. Fritz von Erich.
Fritz von Erich is not on the list.
Okay.
Roy Scheider? Let's see. I can't.
Roy Scheider is not on the
Oh.
list. Guys are missing the cowboy, Bill
Oh, Bill
Watts.
Watts, of course.
Oh, yes.
And a completely different type of booker in Gabe Sapolsky.
Oh,
Wow,
yeah.
look at her. Look at Gabe. I thought Andrew was going to run the gamut. I thought he would get Bill Watts and then he would just kind of deuce it down to Gabe Sapolsky. But nevertheless, he wins the category, which puts him within shouting distance of Joe Gagne. We're going to move on here. We're going to do wrestlers who refuse to do a job. And Joe Gagne, you can make the first guess.
I will say Hulk Hogan doesn't work for me,
Hulk
brother.
Hogan doesn't, for me, brother, is the number one answer.
There you go.
Yep.
So
No
he
other
would get
choice.
a chance to
Yep.
pass
Easy
or play.
peasy. I'm going to pass on this one. We'll send this back to
Okay.
Andrew. Oh
Andrew has a
boy.
chance here.
Okay. Well, I said it before, Malachi Black.
Alistair slash Malachi Black slash Tommy End is on the list. He is the number four answer.
Okay. I'll go with the guy that Joe said earlier, Miro.
Miro is not on the list.
Okay. I was
He has
thinking
one
that.
miss.
Okay. It's not gonna work for me, brother. Who? I'll go with I'll say Kevin Nash.
Big Daddy Cool Kevin Nash is not on the list.
Okay.
So you have one strike remaining. There are five remaining answers.
I'll go with his fellow click mate, Triple H.
Triple H is on the list. He's worth 2 points.
Okay. I'll keep the click going there, Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is the number two answer worth 6 points.
Okay. At least I got those. At least I got those. Let's see here. Boo, boo, boo. We got that. Jeez. Which ones are left?
You have the
Which
number three
numbers?
answer left. You have the
Okay.
number five answer and the number seven answer left.
Okay. I'll go with Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley is not on the list.
Okay.
So turns it over to Joe Gagne with three
All right.
remaining potential answers.
I'm gonna go Bret the Hitman Hart because they did the whole screw job thing. So.
Yeah.
Bret the Hitman Hart is on the list. He is the third respondent worth 5 points. So Joe Gagne swoops in and
Yep.
steals the category. Our other two answers on that board, Stone Cold Steve Austin
Oh,
famously
yeah.
refused to put over Brock Lesnar. And the other one is,
Yeah,
of course, a man who probably refused to do more jobs than anyone else in the history of professional wrestling, like Mil Máscaras.
Oh, yes. Mick Foley wrote a whole thing about his book about the guy, so yeah.
So with that, Joe Gagne extends his lead, 128-276. As we head into our next round, we are going to be going with we got three remaining categories. We're gonna do let's do worst WrestleMania match. No, let's save that. That'll be our last one. That'll be our main event. We're going to do bad storylines, a famously bad angle or storyline. And Joe Gagne, since you won, Andrew Ritchie, you will get a chance to guess first.
Okay, I'll go with a classic one, the gobbledygooker, that
The
whole
gobbledygooker is
egg
not on
angle.
the gobbledygooker is not on the list.
Okay.
I'll take Katie Vick.
Katie Vick by far was the number one answer in this category. So, Joe, that gives you control of the board.
I'm going to send Andrew's way while I ponder
Okay.
on this
Alrighty.
one, because that was the first thing that came to mind when I
Andrew,
filled this
not
out.
getting one, his guest not being on the board at all, gave you confidence that he will not do well in this category.
Okay. Let's see. Oh God, what was the name? What was the name of the AJ Styles one in TNA with the woman?
Maybe
Crap.
Claire.
Claire Lynch.
There
Claire
you go.
Lynch. Thank you, Joe.
Kyle
Is that on the
Lynch is
list?
on the board. Is worth 3 points.
Okay.
I was going to force you to be a tiny bit more specific. I would have accepted
I'm
a.
losing, Jesse. Give me a
Yeah.
break.
Well, you just
Come
said AJ Styles and the
on.
woman. That's probably presumably multiple storylines. If you were like AJ Styles allegedly got this woman pregnant by having an affair with her, and then ended up that she was working as olive oil at Universal Studios
She was?
on the Popeye show, the Popeye Rise show.
Wow.
That's how
Is
they
that
found
fun bit
her.
of trivia? Wow. Okay. Let's go with ninjas kidnap Samoa Joe.
The ninjas that kidnap Samoa Joe is not on the list, but a great answer
Oh
anyway.
man. Good pull.
See, this is the difficult,
Yeah.
this is another difficult one because there are so many bad ones that, especially in TNA, for God's sake, geez.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Finger poke of doom.
Finger Poke of Doom is not on the list.
Oh man.
Did get some answers, did get some responses.
Okay. I got one more strike in me.
I mean, in terms of like an actual disaster, it's hard to beat
I mean,
that one.
that's
Yeah.
let's see here. Let's go. Oh, I'll go with the one I submitted for the questionnaire. The Shockmaster debut.
Shockmaster debut, Ed Ottman is not on the list.
Oh man.
So there's still plenty for Joe Gagné to work with if he can swoop in and steal this one again.
All right.
There are six potential answers.
Best one come to mind,
Five, sorry.
the Black Scorpion.
The Black Scorpion turned out just to be Ric Flair again, is not on the list.
Whoa.
Oh,
So a dry
wow.
category, only 10 points, but they go to Andrew Rich. So I'm obviously there's plenty of options. You could kind of call this the Vince Russo category because there's a lot here. The second to most popular answer, though, was the Brochachos, Adam
Oh,
Cole and
I was thinking
MJF,
about that one, yeah.
which, if you think about it, who are the survey pool was, might make a little bit more sense. The third most common answer was Mae Young and Mark Henry in the Birth of the
Yeah.
Hand. The one after that was the Invasion storyline. Then we had Claire Lynch. Then we had this one getting more than you would expect, but the Big Boss Man and Big Show feud.
Oh, yeah.
And then getting 1 point was the Higher Power. So kind of a mix between, I think, Andrew, your brain was kind of more focused on like individual like moments that were really bad as opposed
Yeah, I
to
was thinking like,
like the
like
Gobbledygooker or the
big thing.
Shockmaster, things like that,
Yeah.
as opposed to like realness. And some of these are like the Mae Young, which are like relatively insignificant, and others like the Invasion. So it's kind of a real mix between like major angles and just kind of like sideshow stuff. So it's a pretty hard category in hindsight. But you did win. So you're still in this. There's still time to turn around with two remaining categories. We're gonna go with one that we'll see how well this category works out. I thought it was hilarious to do, but we'll see. This is memorable moments on wrestling Twitter slash social media.
I forgot this was a category.
Yes. So I will say in advance, before we do it, this is a mix between like memorable like events and moments that kind of unfolded on social media and like memes and like memorable tweets from people in the wrestling community. It's a little mix of both, just to give you guys an idea of where it is. Joe Gagné, you will get a chance to guess which one is first.
I really struggled with this one when I filled it out. I'm gonna say the time Cody Rhodes obliterated the Disco Inferno on Twitter.
Cody Rhodes telling Disco Inferno that he drew $0 is not on the list. It
Ah,
did get
oh.
number of responses, but it was not one of the ones on the list.
Interesting, interesting. Let's see, memorable tweets. I'll stick with Cody actually, and say the time he told Dave Meltzer, "I'll take that bet," which led to All In, the original All In.
Cody Rhodes getting a $1 bet that Ring of Honor could draw 10,000 fans to a show is on the list. Is the number five response worth 3 points?
Okay.
So you have it, Andrew. Do you want to turn this over to Joe Gagne?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Bailing on the wrestling Twitter one. Joe Gagne is up to you.
I'm counting on him to stumble here, so.
Well, you want to get some points.
I'm trying to win here, Jesse. God damn it.
No, I'm helping. That's helping you. If he, you know, Joe gets a few points and then blows it, and then you come in with
Oh,
one
that's
good
true.
answer. That's kind of the
That's
whole
true.
point of passing.
All right, who did Hulk
Maybe listen
Hogan?
to me, Andrew, and you wouldn't be losing.
Yeah.
I apologize. I got too hyper.
Oh, and when Hulk Hogan thought what's his name was dead,
Bam
he wasn't.
Margera.
Yeah, thank you. And he
That
responded. I'll go with that.
is not on the list, but it made me
Oh,
laugh
come on, that's an
anyway.
all-timer. All right. I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna say the good night Hulkamaniac and Jabroni Marks tweet.
Good night, Hulkamaniacs and Jabroni Marks without a life that don't know it'll work when you work a work and work yourself into a shoot, Marks. It is on the list. It is the number two
Oh
respond answer
wow.
worth 6 points.
There you
All right, I
go.
got
There
that
you
at
go.
least.
All right.
I get that at
He's the
least.
immortal Hulk Hogan for a reason, and that tweet will be immortal forever.
Can I just put Dave Meltzer on Twitter as a general
Just general
answer?
Dave Meltzer shenanigans.
Yep.
Is that a submission?
Yep.
It is not on the list. Some people did just put Dave Meltzer like as a guy.
I'm with you. I'm with you. All right. Jeez, got so many bad Twitter moments here. God, I'm really, is Hulk Hogan do anything else? I'm trying to think. Out of the whole shoot trash tweet there. The voice of wrestling, I called shoot trash for unmasking wrestlers.
That your answer?
Yep.
Not on the list.
Ah, well, nevertheless.
Nevertheless. So Andrew, you can steal this if you have any suggestions.
All right. There's two that come to mind, but I'll go with the classic Big Damo tweet. Some wrestlers are just fucking stupid. I don't know what to tell you.
Some wrestlers are just fucking stupid. I don't know what to tell you. Is on the list. It is the third most common
Okay.
answer. So you
Okay.
steal those points. Big result there. Number one answer was, of course, Cleaner, I Got This,
Oh,
which
yeah.
I guess I'm gonna have to explain. There was a wrestler or a fan who was insulting Matt Riddle. I believe this was during the NXT Dynamite head-to-head wars where Matt Riddle was working for NXT. Someone was insulting Matt Riddle, and Kenny Omega comes and actually defends Matt Riddle, which has aged probably pretty poorly. And then the person responds saying, "Cleaner, I got this." But that was the number one memorable moment according to the results of the survey. But Andrew, you pick up 14 points there, bringing you to an even 100, which means that you can win this game. There's one more
Damn.
category to go.
I can't believe it. Can't believe it. Oh, what were the other selections, other
The other ones
answers
we
to that
have
one?
here, Speaking Out was one of them. That's a more
Yeah.
of a grimmer moment on wrestling Twitter, as opposed to Good Night Jabroni Marks, but nevertheless was memorable. We also had the David Finley Flip Gordon tweet, which
That
other
was
people
going to
might
be one of my
recognize.
other picks.
So the context of that one is Flip Gordon posted a picture of like the map in the United States showing where wildfires were, I believe. And since it was a map of the United States and that did not show data for Canada or Mexico, and Flip Gordon posted something along the lines of, "Oh, it's weird how the forest fires just stop in Mexico and Canada." And David Finley quote tweeted them and said, quote, "You're the dumbest person I know, and I know Osprey." And then last one was the time when WWE was sold to the Saudi investment funds, the night of the
Oh,
iEmojis.
right. That whole kerfuffle.
The night of the iEmojis, which ended up not happening. So that brings us to our final category. It has nine answers total, and it will decide this game. Thanks to great booking by me, Andrew has made his babyface comeback here
Can't
to
believe
come
it.
back on
This is
Joe
tremendous.
Gagne. So, Joe, you have the chance to guess first since Andrew won that category. This is worst WrestleMania match.
All right, I'm gonna say Jerry Lawler versus Michael Cole.
Jerry Lawler versus Michael Cole is the number one answer.
All right, I'm gonna
Which
send
there's a
Andrew's.
lot of competition. This was a
Yeah.
very competitive
Oh
category.
yes.
All right, I'm gonna send this Andrew's way. It's
All righty,
imperative. He wants to
I
win.
would have done the same. I would have done the same probably. Let's go with Vince McMahon versus Pat McAfee.
Vince McMahon versus Pat McAfee is on the list. It's worth 4 points.
Okay.
I got mad. That's like Dave didn't rate that match, and he just chose not to, and that made me upset because that should have been a minus 5-star match.
Okay.
He's gotten
Let's
soft.
go Terry versus the Cat from Mania 2000.
Terry versus the Cat is not on the list. Did get
Oh,
some
okay.
votes.
Okay. Let's go Randy Orton versus Edge, Last Man Standing, that went like 45 minutes and had, I think it was Dave who said,
The
hoping for Chinese
Chinese
water torture. Yeah,
water
whatever it
torture
was.
match
Yeah.
is what I refer to it
Yeah.
as. It unfortunately is not on this list, though. So that's two
Ah,
X's
man.
already.
Man. Let's see here. This is tough. Let's go with Hulk Hogan versus Sid from Mania 8.
Hulk Hogan versus Sid from WrestleMania 8 is not on the list.
Ah.
It's a tough break there. You can still technically win the points, although you do not have enough to win the
Nope.
game. Joe Gagne, do you have any suggestions? Chance to steal it.
I'm guessing number two with a bullet is Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon.
Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon is four. What was it? No, it was fifth, worth 5 points. But it is on the list, so you steal those points and you end up winning this game. Congratulations, you are the first
Woo-hoo.
winner of
Good
Wrestling
job,
Family
Joe.
Feud.
With a
Great
tear
game.
in my
Great
eye.
game.
Thank you.
The other answers for this category, number two, it was actually tied with Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler, is Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso,
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
which that's recent. I understand it was definitely like not a good match at all. That match is so much better than Michael Cole versus Jerry Lawler, which is why I made the executive decision to do Michael Cole versus Jerry Lawler as the most common answer, because that match is an affront to the professional wrestling industry. The Cole Lawler match. It's like if it's definitely the match that feels like it's the longest match in the history of wrestling. It's like 50 minutes. Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. I'm assuming people are referring to the WrestleMania 20, but some
Oh
people
yeah,
don't, so that's
the other
fine.
one
I'd
was great.
imagine.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg, famously underachieving match. Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt. I thought
Oh, the
Andrew was going to say
worms
that
match.
when he
Yeah.
said Randy Orton versus Edge, which was also a notable poor match, but Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt, the box-like structure match.
Oh, okay.
Or are there two of them? There's the
There,
worms
yeah,
match
there
and
was the worms match was the first one, and then the box like structure with Alexa Bliss and the goo
yeah, I
was the
guess that's
second one,
not
so.
specified. So that's probably why it did well, because people were thinking of two different things. We also, rounding it out, we had two Triple H matches, of course. Triple H versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania 25, which famously went on after The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. We also had Triple H versus Roman Reigns from one of those WrestleManias, the one that went like really long and the crowd was super uninvested. And I believe Beach Ball was the most, a Beach Ball someone inflated was more over than the action in the ring. And then the last one in the category, a old school classic, The Undertaker versus Giant Gonzalez. That's a tough category because there are a lot of famous actors.
I was also thinking Taker versus Roman, where it just completely fell apart there.
Yeah, or Taker just immediately like can't do anything very quickly. Yeah. Roddy Piper versus Mr. T, the boxing match. I don't know if a lot of people have actually seen that match, but that's always one that comes up to me. But anyway, that's it. That's the end of Wrestling Family Feud. I think it went okay. We'll see if 12 categories. We'll maybe mess around with the categories if I want to do this again. Don't know if I'll come up with as good categories as this, but any thoughts, guys?
No, yeah, this
It
was
was
fun.
fun.
Yeah, I was glad to carry the tradition of Family Feud and pro wrestling, as
That's right.
WCW used to appear on, and also Ray Combs appeared as a commentator at Survivor Series 1993. So we continued that proud tradition.
Yeah, Ray
Yeah, it was
Combs,
a lot of
probably.
fun. I mean, even in loss, I had a good time. Just hanging out with Jesse and Joe, my fellow Massachusettsians. So yeah, this was a great time, man.
Yeah, getting close to making this a fully either New England slash Canadian podcast, which is my real dream. Yeah, no, it's definitely interesting. I think with some of these categories, I probably would tweak them going forward and find different ones. But it was I feel like fun. And a lot of people are excited to listen to this, so I hope they have fun playing along at home and screaming about you guys about CM Punk being a regrettable AEW signing. And
That's on me. That's on me.
you were thinking too positively, Andrew. You were thinking of people who
I
offered
was thinking
zero
too,
redeeming value.
yeah.
You were like Mel. It's like I think most people forgot Mel was an AEW wrestler. All right. Well, thanks a lot so much. Thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. And I'll talk to everyone again after a while. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Andrew Rich. And if you're like me, you look at the state of modern wrestling discourse and think, wow, what a cesspool. That's why I'm here to tell you about Music of the Mat Remix. That's right, your favorite wrestling music podcast is back with a new format, where I bring on a guest and we play songs related to wrestling-themed topics. It could be a wrestling reference, a wrestling concept, a wrestling pun, things of that nature. Now, you might be saying, Andrew, that is a very, very tenuous connection to pro wrestling on a wrestling podcast network. Is this just an excuse to hang out with your friends and talk about music and ignore the rest of the wrestling landscape? Yes. Yes, it is. So listen to Music of the Mat Remix on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, available on Apple, Spotify, or your podcast player of choice.